Underground Preacher to the Underground Church. And today, we are going to talk about how to deal with sociopathic possession. According to psychology, a sociopath is made by society. When a person goes through a lot of trauma and pain, at some point, they can detach from their emotions and become cold-hearted. By comparison, a sociopath has more chances of growing feelings than a psychopath. That is because at some point, a sociopath had a chance to feel before detaching. Anyways, both psychopath and sociopath have similar tendencies. They have no remorse. They pretend to feel and they function on manipulation. They always prey on people who are easily manipulated for their benefit. It is all about them and no care for others. However, while psychopaths might just be content with where they are for as long as they are allowed to do what they want, the sociopath, on the other hand, will aspire for more. This trait puts sociopaths in positions like doctors, politicians, CEOs. Heck, they are the billionaires of this world, and the psychopaths are their cleaners, so to speak. And if you pay attention, you will notice that the psychopaths and sociopaths are running this world because they are the only ones who can actually deal with the fact of having billions of dollars in their bank accounts while others are suffering. They are capable of committing mass genocide, orchestrate wars, killing millions of people for the sake of money. Yeah, this is not a problem for them. They have no remorse whatsoever. And once again, the world will tell us that it is a medical condition treatable with medicines. But if you ask me, I will tell you that it is simply and purely spiritual. And that condition branches out from Ephesians chapter 6, verse 4. And you, fathers, do not provoke your children to wrath, but bring them up in the training and admonition of the Lord. This scripture is telling us three things. First, that the child needs a father. This requires that the father be physically present. Second, that the father needs to be careful not to provoke the child to wrath. This requires that the father be emotionally present. And third, that the father needs to raise the child according to the way of the Lord. This requires the father to be spiritually present. In other words, fathers, you need to be present physically, emotionally, and spiritually. Because being absent in any of these three levels will open up the child to the powers of darkness. If the father is absent physically, it will make the child vulnerable emotionally and spiritually. And if the father is emotionally absent, it will frustrate the child emotionally and provoke the child to wrath, which will drive the child to open up to the powers of darkness. And if the father is spiritually absent, it will leave the child vulnerable spiritually to the powers of darkness. The absence of a father in a child's life is the sole reason why a child will become a sociopath. And in spiritual terms, a sociopath is none other than a person who is overtaken by a demon. The emotional trauma that they went through in life drove them to give up and eventually open themselves up to be demon-possessed. Hence, they have no remorse from doing evil because it is a demon that is now driving them. And usually, you will deal with a sociopath as you will deal with a psychopath and any other demonic possession, with prayer along with fasting, to deliver them from that psychotic demon. And afterwards, the demon possessed that is now a patient will need to undergo rehabilitation because they might suffer from PTSD, given the fact that the memories of what they did will come to haunt them. But we will get to address PTSD on our next message. For now, all we need to know is that they will need to be taught to care for others and to do things for the benefit of others rather than themselves. This will take a lot of love, work, and patience for them to work their ways back into society. But with God, all things are possible, as mentioned in Mark chapter 9, verse 23. Jesus said to him, "If you can believe, all things are possible to him who believes." So don't lose heart. If you know someone or a family member that has that psychotic demon, pray, fast, because with Jesus Christ, there is always hope. Holy Spirit can operate miracles. Amen?
Amen.
Underground Preacher to the Underground Church, and I am out.